Democratic senior U.S. Senator Mark Warner says this is not a good time to flirt with a possible default, with some Republican members in the House holding up a vote on spending bills seeking deeper cuts to the budget.
We know that inflation has been too high. The Federal Reserve, which neither party controls, may be actually close to what's called a soft landing, which means you can bring down inflation without us going into a recession. Nothing would be more stupid and more damaging to our economy than to shut down the federal government in terms of disrupting our ability to get this economy continuing to chug forward, to bring down inflation, and then to start to bring down, hopefully over a period, bring down interest rates.
Fellow Democratic Senator Tim Kaine on the brokered budget deal agreed to months ago.
If what the House sends over to us, they break the deal they made just 4 months ago. And they proposed, I mean, for example, there was their proposal floating around on the House floor that couldn't even get the Republican votes, but that contained dramatic cuts to child care, dramatic cuts to border enforcement. These are the folks who are always asking for more border enforcement, but they're proposing to cut it by 8%. If they break the deal that we made just a couple of months ago and send us something that's going to hurt people, no, I'm not going to vote for it.
If no budget deal by September 30th, it could be a partial government shutdown or a stopgap short-term funding bill could be put in place. Gene Marano, WFIR News.